June 10th, 2005. This is Wikinews. Our lead story. There are over 5,000 Rwandan refugees living in a Burundi transit center designed to hold 800, according to the UNHCR. The refugees, who were fleeing Rwanda's Gacaca courts, were forced to move from the previous border site because authorities tore it down. The move was the result of a decision last week by the Rwandan and Burundian authorities to group all the asylum seekers into one site to make it easier for them to ensure their safety and conduct an information campaign to try to convince the asylum seekers to return home, a UNHCR press release reported. The UNHCR is working to improve conditions at the camp. However, it will take a couple of weeks before the situation improves. The asylum seekers began fleeing Rwanda for Burundi in early April. Their main concern was the Gacaca courts that are investigating war crimes committed during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. However, the UNHCR is also reporting that some asylum seekers said they were fleeing threats, intimidation, persecution, and rumors of revenge and bloodshed. The courts were set up 3 years ago, however, so far their time has been taking up with trial runs. There are 10,000 courts across the country, and they are expected to take 8 years to process all accused. Regular courts would have taken up to 100 years. The judges are untrained citizens elected by their peers, and questions have been raised about the fairness of the courts. The Rwandan government accused the UNHCR of exaggerating the size of the refugee problem, and thus causing more people to flee. They put the figure at just over 2,000. The UNHCR is, quote, exaggerating the number of refugees, which later caused fear and made more others to flee the country, a government minister said. And now on to today's headlines. Tropical Storm Arlene, the first named storm of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season, formed as Tropical Depression 1 on Wednesday in the northwestern Caribbean. At 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, it strengthened to tropical storm status. The storm is forecast to track north over the western tip of Cuba and eventually to make landfall over the Gulf Coast of the United States. The government of the Cayman Islands has issued a tropical storm warning for that country, and the Cuban government has issued a tropical storm warning for western Cuba from Pinar del Rio to Havana. A tropical storm warning is also in effect for the Dry Tortugas. Tropical Storm Arlene is already affecting Cuba with heavy rainfall and gusty winds. Heavy rainfall is already moving onshore well in advance of the center. Accompanied by brief gusty winds, will gradually spread across western and central Cuba, and into extreme southern Florida, especially the Florida Keys. Total rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches, with maximum amounts of up to 15 inches in the highlands, are possible in Cuba. 3 to 5 inches of rain is expected over the Florida Keys. Some coastal flooding is possible on the southern coast of western Cuba. As of 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, it was moving northward at 8 miles per hour with maximum sustained wind speeds of 40 miles per hour, with gusts at higher speeds. It is expected to strengthen and gradually increase its speed of motion, with a turn toward the north-northwest expected on Friday. Tropical force winds extend outward up to 140 miles to the north and east of the center. Minimal central pressure just reported by an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance plane was 1,001 millibars, which is 29.56 inches of pressure. The current location of the center of the storm is 20.4 degrees north, 84.2 degrees west, which is about 110 miles south-southeast of the western tip of Cuba. Arlene is the most commonly used name for Atlantic tropical cyclones, having now been used 9 times. A bus collision with a truck in Uganda has resulted in at least 30 fatalities and has left a further 21 injured. The bus, which was heading for Nairobi in Kenya, crashed in the Kibali district of Uganda near the Rwandan border. Of the 30 fatalities, 25 died instantly upon impact, whilst the remaining 5 died later in the hospital. There were 25 survivors. The majority of them are in critical condition, said Cyprian Gatete, Rwanda's assistant commissioner of police, during a telephone conversation with Reuters. The survivors of the accident were initially taken to Kibale Hospital in Uganda, but were later flown back to hospitals in Rwanda. It remains to be seen what exactly caused the accident. However, South African news source Independent Online is reporting that a Rwandan reporter on the scene speculated that the bus seemed to have swerved into oncoming traffic. More than half of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni's convoy was prevented from entering Rwanda on Thursday. The president was traveling to Kigali to hand over the chairmanship of the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Rwandan officials have been quoted as saying that the Ugandan convoy violated rules on the number of guns they allowed to carry across the border. Uganda has blamed the incident solely on Rwanda, arguing that the situation could have been resolved with much less controversy. What happened at the border was the sole responsibility of the Rwandese officials involved. If there had been extra guns, why could they not be left on the border for later collection and allow the vehicles to continue, said a statement from Uganda's foreign ministry. The guns could have even been returned to Uganda. It is only 200 meters away. Bodyguards normally travel with guns, even in commercial airlines. They then give them to you on arrival, it added. The common market for eastern and southern Africa is a free trade area stretching from Egypt to Namibia. It was formed in December 1994. Relations between Uganda and Rwanda have been improving over the last few years. However, recently the situation has deteriorated. And today's fact provided by Wikipedia. Cherrapunji, India is the wettest place in the world. Thank you for joining us for today's segment. Join us again tomorrow for more headlines, news, facts, and anniversaries. I'm Nicholas Gerda. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to Wikinews, please visit www.wikinews.org or call area code 206-339-WIKI. That's area code 206-339-9454. All content of Wikinews is in the public domain. Wikinews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.